If you use a key to turn on your form of transportation, the fact that this week is Bike to Work Week nationally may have escaped you entirely, or maybe it even refocused your attention on your bike, you know, that thing that may be sitting in your garage. Commuters who routinely choose the two-wheelers hope that they'll have more riders join them tomorrow on Bike to Work Day in Hawaii. How much of that will affect bike policy in Hawaii, safety, and a change of behavior is on the mind of avid cyclist Meredith Spiker, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked about bike paths. We've talked about complete streets. We've talked about the sort of the journey from just the idea that we should have networked bike paths, which was a big thing even in the 90s when there was the plan, and now looking at how complete streets is being rolled out. Is this really been a journey that where we can see some quantifiable difference in how we look at people who are on a two-wheel version of transportation as opposed to the one with the four tires?
I think so. I think there's been a nice change recently. We see with the complete streets that we're starting to implement some of those ideas. And complete streets is really the idea that we're looking at people in transportation and not just the vehicle. So you're looking at pedestrians, you're looking at cyclists, you're looking at just a whole range of multimodal approaches, so the bus as well. And with this new law in place, we've really started to see some changes. And I think we still have the bike plan. And when we look at what the city and county of Honolulu is doing right now, they're doing their repavement plan, and they're looking at opportunities where they can bring in bike lanes. They're looking at opportunities for things like a separated bike path or a cycle track, where you really will have a more integrated system that's safe for people on bikes, keeps them off the sidewalk, gives them an actual space to safely transport themselves. And I think the big difference is switching away from only looking at cyclists for recreation and sport, but for a means of getting around town, getting to work and commuting. And so a day like Bike to Work Day is great to remind people that this is an option, and I think it's a growing movement.
Taking a look at how those spaces are going to be developed, that impact on behavior is really what you're talking about. Not just having the stuff, but having people change their mindsets and understand that, you know, bikes have every right to be on the road, but they have to be responsible too. Everybody has to know the rules, and everybody has to be responsible and know that cars aren't the only way to get to where you need to go.
Absolutely.
So with Bike to Work Day, mm-hmm. which is tomorrow, is there any anticipation of how many more people may be joining those of you who do it all the time?
That's a good question. We hope that there will be more people on the road. So all you drivers out there, please keep an
Heads
eye
up.
Out. and it's also just to bring awareness. The city also has a fun day on Sunday, Bike to the Zoo Day. So all of you parents and kids out there, you can actually get in free on Sunday if you ride your bike to the zoo.
Part of this starts early. There are some kids who brave it out there and they ride their bikes to school. Other parents who ride with them when they ride to school, drop them off and turn around, come back, and then maybe continue on to work or maybe have to take a car because work is far away. We still live in a place where you have to travel a lot of miles, and mm-hmm. biking to work is not appropriate for everyone. Your point seems to be that if it can be appropriate for you, why not consider this as well as the convenience of stepping into your car?
Yes, and another thing to keep in mind is you can bike part of the way. You could take the bus, you can put your bicycle on the bus, you could drive part way and ride your bike. So there's different opportunities like that. And with students getting to school, there is the Safe Routes to School initiative, which is both a federal, a state, and a local initiative. So it's the exciting part about that is we do have for the counties and the city and county, we have a new program for Safe Routes to School. So fines will go towards funding this operation. And so we should see increased focus on those safe routes to school. So kids can ride their bikes, they can walk to school. You can have something like a school bus, a mobile school bus, where you have a parent or an adult with the kids, and you go in a group and you can safely ride your bike or walk to school. So initiatives like that are great to encourage the younger generation to stay on their bikes and to be active. And it's also good for your brain and getting into school and getting your blood flowing. So,
because most of us, you know, start off with bikes of some sort, some mm-hmm. little, you know, trike or something, and then we slowly grow away from that unless there's a concerted effort to stay with it. When you look at Hawaii island-wide and statewide, any place where you think is particularly bike-friendly that you would just say to parents or to people who love to be on their bike, yeah, this is a great place to go?
There's a lot of exciting things happening in Kauai. There's the new coastal path that goes quite a ways, and they also have been successful recently in getting some funds for the Safe Routes to School program, so looking at safe ways for kids to get to the schools. And there's a real focus on getting people out. So I think if it's a great example, and I hope that the rest of the islands will be able to follow suit and implement to the extent that they have been able to.
Meanwhile, as we're looking toward tomorrow and the weekend, any particular routes that you think are going to be more used than others to really give a true heads up and not just say, hey, it's happening, but watch out on these roads?
Any roads that do have a bike lane are usually ones that will be used more. One exciting thing that will be coming up is a separated cycle track on King Street. So that will be in the future, but that one of the things that the city and others are looking at are routes that would be more easier for cyclists to use. So you don't necessarily have to have the roads that is heavily commuted by cars.
So you not necessarily main drags, but other routes that may be just as effective but a little bit more friendly to bikes.
Yes, that can get you there safely and efficiently.
And Meredith, since we don't have those for tomorrow or for Sunday, any places in particular that you'd like folks to pay a little bit more attention to if they're going to be traveling on those streets?
That's a good question. I would say just to keep a good eye out.
On all the main arteries.
On all the main arteries, yes.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow and keeping an eye out as we come in, although some of us who come in very, very early probably won't be seeing a lot of those bikers. Thanks so much for coming in, or cyclists, I should say. Meredith Spiker is a planner for the National Park Service Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program. She's the one-person field office for Hawaii and provides technical assistance for community-led projects that focus on conservation or recreation. Since 2007, she's been working on bicycle and pedestrian issues and is working with Cycle On Hawaii on Cyclovia, or open street events, safe routes to school support, and complete streets. Bike to Work Day is tomorrow. More about it is on HBR2.org.